20 students from UW-Oshkosh, Northland College, and Northern Michigan University are spending part of their summer at the beach, but it's not all fun in the sun. The students are testing for E. coli. Biology professor Greg Kleinhines is overseeing the beach patrol project. He says if E. coli is at a beach, that means salmonella and the norovirus could also be present. This is the beach patrol's fourth year. Kleinhines says previous testing has given his team a good idea of the level of contaminations. Now they're focusing on the sources.
And then what we're doing is looking at genetic fingerprinting of E. coli from the beaches and comparing that to human and cattle and avian, seagulls primarily, those E. coli to determine if the E. coli we're finding in the beach water is from one of those sources. We're doing things like rainfall effects, looking at how rain impacts E. coli at the beach. We're also looking at sand in terms of how much E. coli is in the sand and what kind of risk the E. coli in the sand might pose to the children and other people using the beaches.
The DNR and county governments pay for the beach patrol testing. State-certified labs are set up this summer in Oshkosh, Sturgeon Bay, Eagle River, and Ashland. Kleinhines says that means faster results for local beaches. The beach patrol team is also testing well water in parts of northern and eastern Wisconsin. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.